Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on today's episode, we're going to dive into the marquee Week 2 matchup between Texas and Michigan. Now, as early as it is in the season, we're not going to really take into effect a lot of what's happening in, Week 1, Week 2, Week 3 games, simply because, the sample size is really small. So there might be things that, obviously take precedent, oh, there was a big injury, or, oh, we saw some, really bad, play here or there. But anytime I see something, really good that's happening versus inferior, competition to start off, I just got to take that with a giant grain of salt. I can't sit here and be like, oh, well, Texas was amazing week one. Well, that's because they played nobody, but the converse of that is, I mean, Michigan did play Fresno State, and they didn't look super great, So that's where we can really take into something like that. But we can't be sitting here and be like, oh, well, Ole Miss, Alabama, 60-point covers and wins. We just got to be realistic here. And I think the majority of the people who listen to this understand that, that's really the concept. But right out the gate, this line is extremely alarming. The game of the year line, which comes out in the summer for big games on the schedule, was 2.5 or 3. And now the line has ballooned all the way to 7.5. Now, I don't know realistically how I feel about that, mainly because I'm already low on Michigan and I was already high on Texas. So I feel, as that's leaning into my biases a little bit, and I don't really want to, I want to be even keel, and, I already have Notre Dame biases and shit like that. So I have to kind of keep it keep it nice and tight and stay on with the data and whatnot. But the thing is, when we're looking at Michigan, we don't really know much about them, obviously. Complete new coaching staff. Davis Warren is the starting quarterback. We thought it was going to be Alex Orji. That's what, most pundits were leaning towards. It seems to be the same style of offense. They did ball control. They ran it, only passed it 25 times. And, they ended up, besting Fresno State, but it wasn't really that pretty of a game. They won 30-10. But from a yardage standpoint, they only outgained Fresno State by, 25 yards. And so that in its own right is a little concerning. And, they ended up having a defensive touchdown, interception, pick six. And so that kind of plays into it even more. And in reality, from a talent standpoint, they are not as talented as Texas. That's all the way around, from recruits, from depth, all, quarterbacks, skill position players, they are not as talented as Texas. And I don't think they have as good as a coaching staff as Texas. And I can say that, with a lot of confidence. Now, the thing is, they are playing in Michigan, and these are the type of games that always give me pause early in the season, because you don't really know who a team is coming out the gate, right? And even though Michigan is, on the downswing, it's still the big house. It's still going to be 110,000 plus. It's still going to be, they're going to get up for this game, you would think. At least the fans will. Now, when I look at it from Texas's side of the ball, Quinn Ewers, he played fine, in his first game. And then, they brought in Arch Manning, who played well. And, that's been the talk all week, basically, right? Well, the one thing that stands out for me for Quinn Ewers from last year is he was 14th in EPA per pass attempt versus Power 5 defenses. And so that right there gives me confidence that he's going to be able to compete even on the road in this environment against a talented defense. Now, am I saying they're going to sit here and they're going to win by 30? No, I don't believe that. But I do believe that they're going to show up and they're going to be ready. I think Sarkisian's going to have them ready. I don't know if they're going to start fast or if they're going to start slow, but I do feel as if they will do well. And, you know, to put it in perspective, you know, Ewers splits, home road splits last year, they weren't like drastic or anything like that. You know, he had, you know, 15 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 9.1 yards per attempt. You know, and he actually, you know, was throwing the ball more and had 35 attempts per game and 320 yards per game. Now, obviously that's, you know, going to be like slated because you have the Big 12 championship game and you have the game against Washington. Those are neutral site. Those are road games. But it does matter though, because, you know, he did have a couple of games in the middle of the year where he did not play. So he only really had 4 home games last year and he played well on the road and, you know, didn't really seem unpoised, even in the tape area. Now, I truly believe, you know, Texas, I don't know if they're going to, you know, win the SEC or, you know, I didn't have them as a pick for the SEC, but they are a playoff contender and the talent is there. And when we look at the returning production, which we will be using for a couple more weeks as the season settles in, you know, very good. 38th in offensive returning production from the 6th best offense last year and 49th in defensive returning production from the 13th best defense last year. So that in contrast with Michigan, who is 129th in offensive returning production and 91st in defensive returning production. So like Michigan at home, that's going to be their best, you know, their biggest strength is they'll be playing at home. So if they come out fast, if they maybe get a lead, they get the crowd into the game, you know, they can start to believe they can win. If Texas comes out, they get on top early and they keep the pressure on, I think this game is they're going to melt. You know, they're going to fall apart and, you know, it's just going to be – it's going to be kind of ugly to watch. Now, from a – from like a extended red zone type of perspective, you know, we're really only going to look at Texas here mainly because – you know, Michigan has so little returning production. It's not even relevant to like, be like, oh yeah, they were really good. And they're inside their opponent's 40. Cause like none of those players are there. Texas last year on offense was 34th in EPA per attempt inside their opponent's 40. And that is against Power 5 teams. Now there are 69 Power 5 teams, including Notre Dame. So that gives them, you know, like right above average, you know, right on the scale there. And then when you look at them from a defensive standpoint, when opponents got inside their own 40, they were 14th in EPA per attempt out of, you know, 69 Power 5 teams. Now, I foresee this being the type of game environment where, you know, the entire offense is going to be open for Texas. I believe that they are going to be able to run their full slate. You know, they're going to run their motions. They're going to run their screens, their deep shots. And I did see a lot of things from Texas that was encouraging. And I'll share with you a couple of things. And that's mainly, you know, they were getting a lot of their transfers involved, especially Isaiah Bond, who was somebody we wrote up and talked about earlier in the year as a transfer from Alabama. He, you know, he had 5 receptions, 61 yards, 1 touchdown. Matthew Golden had, you know, 3 receptions, 50 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Silas Bolden, who only had the 1 reception for 5 yards, but he also had a touchdown. So your transfers coming in, they really got some good run, even though it was only in the first half. And, you know, they seemed to mesh really well with Quinn Ewers. And, you know, for what it's worth, you know, he did have 1 interception, which was, you know, not good, obviously. But, you know, 20 of 27, 260 for 3 touchdowns and an interception was, you know, it's pretty solid. Now, one thing that I think is going to stand out from the offensive side of the ball for Texas is they're going to, you know, Sarkisian is going to call, you know, exactly how he would call a game normally. And that by itself is enough to lean me towards Texas. Now, with that being said, 7.5 is a very tricky number. And I'm not going to sit here and act like this is the best, you know, like this is my favorite play of the week or anything like that, because that's far from true. I feel as if, you know, the best play from the game in general would be like if you're parlaying and, you know, you want Texas money line and with your parlay or something like that. I do feel as if they are going to win this game and they're going to probably, you know, not be in danger of like of trailing or losing. But 7.5 is a tough number on the road in a top 10 environment, at, you know, at Michigan. So that does, you know, that does give me slight pause. But I don't foresee Texas doing anything different offensively or even defensively to adapt to this Michigan team. I think in reality, they're just head and shoulders better. If that means they're going to win by two scores, then, you know, we'll see that. But I don't see this being a vast blowout or a nail biter, you know, where Michigan is, you know, really got him on the ropes. You know, I just don't see that happening. I think Texas is going to win this game. I think I'm confident in saying that. And I would say 7, even though 7.5 is an inflated number, vastly inflated from where it was just a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I do feel like I would have more confidence being on Texas's side minus 7.5 than holding a Michigan ticket at plus 7.5. I would feel as if I'd be sweating that side the entire game and sitting there, you know, with 4 minutes to go, hoping to get a backdoor cover. And I can't live like that. I don't want to have a heart attack by the age of 40. So, with as much as it pains me, because I'm neither a Texas fan nor a Michigan fan by any means, I will have to say that Texas is going to prevail here, and this will really set up a season for them that will be determined against Georgia more than likely down the line. So that's going to be it for this episode. As always, if you have any suggestions, comments, concerns, you can reach out to me on Twitter or you can email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. Also, you know, this will be kind of our format for the rest of the season. I'm going to try to do recap episodes earlier in the week. It just, you know, really depends, you know, busy life. So, you know, I just sometimes you can't get to them, you know. And we are going to mix in some NFL content. I'm not as, I guess, engrossed in the NFL as I am college football. But I do feel like, you know, there is intriguing spots every week. You know, NFL is the sharpest line in all of the world. You know, there's not a sport that the lines makers get better than that, but we're still going to have some fun with it. Maybe do some touchdown parlay episodes or something like that. That's a little more or less intense than the college football analysis. So, but other than that, you know, as always, thanks for listening and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.